She has a Substack, a love, money, and real estate, and thinklink.com is my favorite website to say. Hi, Elise. How are you?
I'm good. Good to chat with you again.
You as well. You know, I was at the gas station the other day, and I find that I don't fill up my tank all the time. If gas is high, I will put like maybe a quarter or a half a tank in, and then I'll check it again. It's like you have to comparison shop now before you fill up your gas tank. What's going on?
Well, the national average gas price is now $4.09, but here in Chicago, we, of course, pay a little bit more. The average right now around $4.50. It's pricey, so I could see going to one place and then, you know, you put in a quarter or half a tank, and then, you know, your next stop, you see another gas station, it's a little bit less, and you finish filling up, or you don't. I think a lot of people are just not filling up right now and trying to do with less gas.
You know what this reminds me of, Elise? When I was a teenager and I worked at Brookfield Zoo and I bought my first car, which was a Mercury Bobcat, which was basically a Ford Pinto. And I would have to, you know, put $5 of gas in when I had it, because, you know, you didn't have a ton of money to just go fill it up. This poor guy was filling up his pickup truck, and the total, I just happened to look over, and it was like $127 to fill up his gas tank.
That's expensive. I mean, people are spending a lot of money. You know, inflation is on everybody's minds. If you look at the new surveys and polling that's come out, inflation and the cost of basically everything is number one issue on everybody's mind. And it's been climbing dramatically year over year. So one of the things that the Tax Foundation was calculating is what has been the cost just of the tariff burden. And they came out to roughly $900 per household this year. And if you think about somebody paying an extra dollar a gallon for gas, if you really drive a lot, it adds up.
Yeah, I don't even know what to do. And let's talk about, all right, we're going from gas to electricity. Why does July feel so expensive?
Well, okay, there are these wars going on. And even though gas is just one part of that, you know, we've talked about this. I've talked about it with Lisa and with you and with John. It, you know, when you look at what comes out of the Middle East, it isn't just oil, it's fertilizer, it's diesel fuel, which powers so many different kinds of machinery and factories. It's other things that just literally pile on top of the fact that you've got gas. You also have refinery issues out there now because so much of the hardware has been destroyed or damaged with all the fighting. And so you're just seeing, layered inflationary measures that are starting with energy, but you're also seeing it with back to school items, right? Because those have to get shipped and those ships need fuel to get here. And so you're seeing this kind of the war, in my mind, the war is an economic blanket that's just kind of covered everything.
I loved going to get my back to school items when I was a kid. I loved getting new pens and a fresh, crisp notebook, maybe a big old loose leaf one.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was so much fun. And now I can't even imagine. What about a family who has like five kids and they have to go get all the new folders and everything? It's so expensive.
It's really expensive. So the National Retail Federation estimated that the average household, and I don't know how many kids this covers, will spend about $863 on K-12 students this season. And backpacks are up 26%. Lunchboxes are up 27%.
Jeez.
Paper and notebooks are up 20 to 23%. You might be saying, well, why is that up? Well, hello, tariffs on wood, lumber coming in from Canada. A lot of that paper is made from Canadian lumber. So your single subject notebooks or your loose leaf paper, both of those went up. And then you've got technology and electronics. And that's an extra a total of $293 per household. You've got microchip costs for those high-tech calculators. You've got laptops. You've got iPads. There's all the different components. So that's just sort of one big area. And then you've got Clothing is up almost 4% year over year. And people are going to spend $174 per child on shoes because their feet keep growing. You know how this works, right? My kid went through four sizes, I remember, from eighth grade to ninth grade. Our older son, Alex, went from a men's size 9, and suddenly he was like a men's 12, and then he skipped 13 altogether and ended up at 14. So, like, within a year and a half, we're like, stop!
Do you have to pay extra, by the way, for a size 14-inch shoe? Because it's way more leather.
You know what? You don't anymore. But, like, back then, you know, you had to, it was finding it that was challenging, right? 14 and 15, he wore 15s for a while until we figured out he was actually a wide 14. But, you know, finding those kinds of shoes at that size was really hard. And so you found, you know, you would have to order online. And anyway, we got him shod. That's the important part. And you can too. And one of the things I wanted to tell people today is I know that there are a lot of back-to-school sales that are starting now, and it seems like a smart idea. Oh, you're just going to go to Target. They've got a good sale. Or you're going to go to Walmart. You're going to do a lot of driving around. You may want to see how much of the shopping you can do online with your list in hand, because once you have your list in hand, you can check off the things you're buying, and you're not going to get tempted for all the other stuff that might be sitting there on the shelves and that, oh, yeah, I need some of this. I need some of this. This way you're focused on back to school shopping, getting what the kids need. You might also be able to stretch it out a little bit where you don't need a whole year's worth of paper right at the beginning. You might be able to just parse that out a little bit as they need it and then spread out the cost.
It's just too much. Will it ever get better?
I don't know that prices will ever go back down, really. Yes, a little bit on the margins. We saw Walmart has, you know, done a lot of advertising around the fact that they keep rolling back thousands of prices. So some of that is happening. But they're also raising other prices. So I just don't think until we get these wars settled and energy goes back to something a lot more manageable than $90 to $100 a barrel, I don't think we're going to see prices really moderate at all. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know how we're ever going to catch up because, you know, we'd have to make more money in order to pay for these more expensive items. If we're used to paying $8 for a box of cereal, I don't see it going back down to $3.
No, I don't see it going back down to $3 either. And I also see that there are some places that, you know, you can be saving even more just by making some simple substitutions. So instead of even canned beans, right, for example, like if you know, cannelli beans, for example, or black beans, you know, you'll buy dried beans and then soak them overnight, make them yourself, right? It sounds like I'm only saving 69 cents a pound or $1.50 a pound, but you know what? It adds up.
All adds up.
You got to really be thoughtful about where you're buying your groceries. And again, just with something that there's so many things you need for back to school these days, that list is really long. Shopping online is pretty much the way you're going to get the best deal, and always look for free shipping.
Yes. Thanks for the tip. I'm so bummed we're out of time because U.S. ranks last of 8 nations in financial literacy. I'm a financial illiterate. And where can people find this information?
Well, I'm going to put it up on my Substack today, Love Money and Real Estate. That'll probably go out maybe tomorrow morning. It's getting pretty late in the day. But I'll throw in, I was just going to do a whole thing on student shopping and going back to school, but I'll throw in that Alliance research as well so that everybody can read it.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. Elise, great to talk to you.
You too. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Elise Glink. You can go to thinkglink.com. It's the best website, and I can't even say it. And subscribe to her newsletter, Love Money and Real Estate.